So we're holding Kufsari Bay, Perek Asiri, Ba'or Pnei Adam, Ba'oitzer Gadol Shachanina, Hatzava Ba'oitzer. So the person's ability to be mayor is a tremendous source of giving chanina, of giving mercy, goodness, and happiness. Azrach HaShemesh Lezulas, being able to bring light into somebody else's life. Until now, we saw this as a source of chesed. But there's a tremendous amount of chokhmah which would also be found, be developed through this. Okay, bir tachan hadas, kasurin yon alavas shalom pirish alavas gimel ziyutzayin. Okay, so with this chokhmah, there's bir and there's das. What is das? Dr. Ben Yonah Das, he mash and masig nidaita. Das is that which the mind will come to clarity on its own. Grow, because of Shum Muskolos and Rishonim. Move the city of Grow, but Mirkha Tatar Chayim.
You don't go arguing?
Probably not. So it's the very foundational concepts that everybody understands. Rashi Mevarer B'Das is Ruach HaKodesh. L'chora Pirushim Ruchakim Zemizeh. From that which you can masik midaito and the scholars of Rishonim to Ruach HaKodesh seems to be a fairly big gap. Ulam. L'chora Z'Das he Kipir Shubar Yonazal Masha Masik Midaito. The point is, Ruach HaKodesh is not, there's an element of Ruach HaKodesh, which means, I would say it this way, one of the challenges you have in Maskolas Rishonim, like, they're in some level they're obvious, in some level they're axiomatic, right? Because you try to explain why, and you can't explain why. But on the other hand, like, nobody needs to explain why because it's so obvious. Right? So imagine as I become more intelligent and more understanding and more I think about things, the more things become obvious to me. Other things become obvious to me. To the point where, like, discussing why is a bechisus in it. Why is it important to be nice to people? Well, you know, you start explaining, like, we have such a clarity in that trying to explain why we find it difficult to understand what it is. And on the other hand, we have no doubt about the veracity of it, to the point where somebody asks the question, I look at them like they're from Mars, right? But there are people out there who don't understand that and they think it's strange and they ask me why, right? So that's not what's called a Rishonim necessarily, right? Some people, you can't, there might be some things which are much more muskel even those guys to figure out. But as I move along in the process, as I get to the point where I'm massing it, my mind understands it with a clarity that it's eventually Ruach HaKodesh is the same thing. But the person who is reaching that madrega, the clarity of understanding that he has, it's because the point that it's obvious. That's why they share the element of das, the masik midaitai, but there's a lot of process to get there. Okay. Muskolas Rishonim, Anam Yedem Yatzim, Lepisha Yom Maduhu. If you understand why they call Muskolas Rishonim, they're so obvious, I don't need to learn them from somebody else. I can figure them out. I can go in Elo Amru Chazal, Tabachach Moshein Boideya, Mevela Tabah Himenu. Okay. So I'll say, Tabachon doesn't have Deya, doesn't have basic understanding of how to act, and the veil is better than him. Okay? Mother Katz itself said, like, why? What's the mushroom with Nevela? I don't remember exactly what he said. I'm trying to remember. I hope I'm saying I'm right. If it doesn't make sense, the fault is not on the one who said it, the fault is in the person who's repeating it. If it makes sense, it's probably the schus goes to the one who said it. Right? He says, in the Kuna of Nevela, Nevela was an animal which had a function. It was functional, it fulfilled a purpose in its lifetime. And now it's at the end of its lifetime. So it doesn't have a function, any purpose anymore, basically. But at least it is representative of a being which was had a good purpose. The human being was a lacking dea, like there's nothing there. Like it's not even, you know, while he's alive, he's worthless. Right? So that's like, at what point are you fulfilling your purpose? If you have not been able to come to the basic understanding of certain elements of the Bria, you're like, you don't even fit here. The Vela, it doesn't fit anymore either, it's dead. But at least one time it did fit. He never fit to start with. That's why I use the wash from the Vela. Ten Choshekein, the Medrash says. Selamam Moshe Avir Chochma Avir Neviim Shasi Somi Mitzrayim. Lo Nichus the plan with him actually Karloi Shemar Vikra Moshe Vayedaber. Okay. So Chazal are referring to understanding that you know the person who has such wisdom and such knowledge and has a desire to know. We could picture him, and maybe we could even excuse him, and also recognize him as legend of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He'd walk in and say, "Rav Hashem, I want to learn." He didn't do that. So as a Chazal, had he not done that, the Vela would have been better than Moshe. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, the Vela is better than him. Had he not understood the basis of Derech Eretz, that who he is in the relationship, and you understand that you wait until you're called. Nobody taught him. He's quite a smart guy, but Adam he's not. But then he says, but worse than that, there's no value to his chokhmah. A chokhmah which is not mislava with an understanding of the basic applications of it, not garnished. So das is an intimate knowledge of something, right? Right. You know, there's a famous word they say for Prime Minister says it's feltach and haspar is feltach and avon. If you can't explain it, means you don't understand it. So there are, and some people use that like all the time. You know, right? So I want to ask somebody, okay, explain to me the color red. Can't explain the color red. Well, it looks like it's sort of like so if you don't understand what red is, I just never heard what red is. What is love? Explain to me love, the feeling of love. What is love? Explain to me love. Well, that's the thing where people are like, I know what love is. Right? So Rukhaim's, you saw it, is told me very specifically within the context of the learning of a sugya. Well, I understand the sugya, but I can't explain it to you. Well, that's a good question. Why not? Right? But we understand that there are certain concepts which we know so clearly and are so obvious to us, right, that the lack of being able to be masmer has nothing to do with not understanding. I don't know, it's the other way around. An intimate knowledge sometimes with Afka is something which having to explain it, trying to explain it, is going to be an exercise in A, in futility, and B, it's a pachisis to the item. Why do you love your mother? Well, because she did something like that. That's what you know. She was nice to me one time when I was a little kid. You know, well, you can't explain why you love your mother. You don't really love your mother. You know, obviously, it's an incorrect application, right? I have a clear understanding. It's so obvious to me that it's a certain reality. That's what Das is. So he says that Das is the human being's ability to get such a connection to a concept, to such an idea that it's just like nothing to talk about. That's why it's almost called Rishonim for that person. The Madrego Yonim is a Ruach HaKodesh. Okay. So the person has such a clarity that he's able to see the true reality of the world. And that true reality, if we really would tap into that, we'd be able to see that clarity, we'd have that clarity of seeing it, there'd be so much we'd be able to understand just from that. He figured out himself. What did he figure out himself? Okay. Now.
Derek. I don't know. I think a lot of, there's the whole nature versus nurture
And a lot of things like not entering in a room before you knock, to me, that seems more of a nurture type thing where you see, you know, the way the people act around you. Maybe something like love is more of a nature thing, but we even call it derech eretz, which implies that it's, you know, something that you pick up by the world around you.
It's an interesting question. I think you're right to some extent. There's different cultures have different. At the same time, we would all forget about Derek Harris. If we would think about it deeply, we'd probably come to the recognition that if I have a relationship with somebody who's much more chashim than me, I can't force myself upon that being or person. I have to wait for him. To say that the only reason I chose because that is the nurture would probably be incorrect to say. Right? Any person with who has seichel understands that there's I have to understand who I am vis-a-vis somebody else. If I don't, I'm missing something.
Okay, it's probably just a lot of us that are missing something.
That's probably true too. Right?
Some societies,
Baruch Hashem, we have some, you know, fathers who teach us that.
So some societies are better at tapping into the reality of their hearts.
Right. And by them, it's interesting when they look at it, like, you know, Americans are not very good at their hair. They're Americans, Milers, they're very familiar. There's a familiarity with people, they're very comfortable with people. You speak to something like my Khmer came straight from Iran. Like the first generation Iranians, like, you know, they're Muslim of Derek Harrison covenant as Mishunim. It's in their being. Right? They look at like an American guy, it's like, you know, you're right, you know. So I mentioned the wife somebody, a person just mentioned to me yesterday, a Bucker from the high school yesterday, said he was looking through the old yearbooks. And he says, you know, so Rebbe had much more, less white in his beard than many years ago. So I said, yeah, that's true. I'm going to give most of the kid out. But you understand there was probably a lack of their heritage in that conversation. Right? But he didn't have, you know. I can't imagine, like, one of my Iranian Haverim, like, going up to a gift and saying, I really like your beard, you know. I mean, like, it just wouldn't happen, you know. You can picture maybe, like, a little bit of a clueless American, maybe, you know. That's true, but that's the point is, there's a certain element of thinking and developing and understanding. We get to a clarity that there has to be a recognition of rules, the limitations, one person versus the other. You know, those are logical things. Okay, now.
And what does this have to do with the more funny?
He has not tied it in yet, but he's about to do it. And we're going to go, like, we're going to say, huh? Right? That's what we're going to say right now. Ready to say, huh? Okay? So, Avraham Avinu was Me'atzim Labatar. Hagabatzmacho. Ezoi Hazroch Hashem Hashiba Odom. Shechalum with Kalatar Kulam Me'atzim.
One more time.
Mayonos Kokmo Kibirim Tumunim Ba'odam Atma, Hayesh Horus Panim Golem Gzalem Yizu. Okay. Midei Poshet Hu, Ki Elohimu Kol Torah Kulo Mi'atzmoi, means Midas Kana Yeshboi. Ruach HaKadosh Shalai. V'nei Olai Midas Shabasena Shalom Rabinu Atara Kulo B'Ruach HaKadosh Kosa Rabban told us. Me'atzma is Ruach HaKadosh. So the matter says he learned the Me'atzma. The Rabban says he learned the Ruach HaKadosh. The answer is Me'atzma is Ruach HaKadosh. Okay. He gives the Amar welcome to Tosis. That he knew because he knew. Right. Now, so what does it do with Horus Ponim? Like, he makes this nice jump. Think about it. Isn't there Hazrach Hashemish Ponim? So, real Balabatish is he saying like this, but I don't think it's right. Like, simplistically, he's saying. I mean, the Bereshit was made upon him to plot. The Bereshit created a man in such a way. Isn't there a Kabbalah Horus upon him? The Bereshit's interest, love, and concern that he created a man that man can have such clarity intrinsically. So there's a Horus upon him from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So all them by creating those in such a way. You know, if we would stop and think about, right? We don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Meir upon him. We don't see it, right? Well, we do see it. You know, we see a beautiful world. We see the Baruch Hu as it were. He's showing an interest and care and concern about us. He made such a beautiful world. He made me so healthy, right? But maybe the greatest way we see Kodesh Baruch Hu's care and concern and interest in man is by creating man, that man is able to, on his own, reach the Das of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm able to figure out the Baruch Hu's Torah on my own. So it means he made me like him. Right? So that would be the simple reading of what he's saying. That, I think, probably is true, but I don't think it's what he's saying. So the answer is, is that we're probably... the same way we understand there's a concept of Oris Ponim, which means the ability to connect. The concept of Oris Ponim is the ability to connect with somebody else, to see the other person, truly notice the other person, and care and have interest in the other person. And that is the Oris Ponim that the other person will receive. Right? Why does the other person feel horrors upon him? Because if I come along and I show an interest in him, the connection that I make generates the feeling of happiness, etc. That's the horrors upon him. So we can relate to that as the horrors upon him. He says the same way that's true with another human being, and probably the end result, the final. The final madrega of that would be das of another person. I truly understand you. It means I have ability to look towards you instead of focusing on myself, focus on you and see you and be interested in you and care about you to the point that you feel connected to me. But what's happening on my end is that if I'm truly doing that, I'm truly understanding you. Right? Because instead of thinking about myself and my preconceived notions and how I see the world and what I think makes sense, I'm seeing you with your vision of the world and your view and your issues and your understanding, and I can truly understand you. So the taking Horace Punin to its final madrega is not just that I smile at you and I care about you, but that that should be the Pesach which allows me to truly see you and understand you. So that is the madrega of das of another human being. Well, let's take it a step further. If I can do that with another human being, I can do that with the world. I can truly open up and see the world the way it truly is and really get it. So from that vantage point, I will see what the Russian put into the world, what he wants with the world, what the world is supposed to be and how it's supposed to be. I can get that. That's a true kayak of the person truly looking outwards and not focusing on himself. The kayak of the worst part of it is to take that kayak which is inside of me and shine it outwards and see the other thing. That's why it's called the horror, because it enlightens the other thing. So he said, it lights me up. But when I shine a light on somebody, I see him. That's why it lights me up. When a person shines a light on me and he sees me, I light up. Because he's truly seeing me. If he would shine a light on me and not really see me, then he wouldn't have shine a light on me and I wouldn't light up. Right? So we use those words. It says the root of those words is the ability to truly see outside of yourself and truly see what there is out there. It says that kayak allows you to do it vis-a-vis the Bria also. So Avraham Avinu is the biggest Baal Ches which ever existed, because he truly saw everybody's needs. He's also the human being which is able to really see the Bria the way it's supposed to be, and see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and all of the Torah in the Bria. It's only Dabra, that Avraham Avinu was Lama Kultur Kulam Me'atzma. He's what we call the Amud HaChesed. That's an awesome thing if you think about it. So that's what I think he's saying. So first glance is like, huh? Second glance is like, wow. Like, it's Mishur the Kazakh. Okay.